Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to sunny Southern California landings here in Point Loma. Boy, what a great show for you today. From Alaska, we have Seth Bone and Simon Jacoby from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. This is talking about both Rick and my, one of our favorite places in the world to go fishing. That's Kingfisher Charters. And, super fun. And plus, thanks to APCO, we're giving away a very appropriate prize package, too.
Man, if you didn't catch that at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter today is going to an APCO Alaska package. It includes the waterproof Seafarer jacket and the waterproof Seafarer bibs. That's courtesy of APCO, a really nice foul weather set, whether you're bringing the boat home from the 302 with a little bit of south wind, or you're going on up to enjoy the day fishing in the at Kingfisher with the boys. Yeah, you got yourself a really nice set of foul weather gear coming
but
your way.
But that being said, one of the things, like when Seth talks about the fact that everything's included, it literally is. You don't need to bring your bigs up there because they've got them on the boat, right, Seth?
Yeah, that's the case. You know, we want to make sure everything's easy and you can pack light. And we recommend, you know, people just bring their basic, you know, clothing in a carry-on, and we'll take care of the rain gear and the boots. That's just, you
everything.
Know, it's.
Everything's in.
I mean, that's the thing, yeah, like to the point of bringing, you know, they'll provide everything. Boots, jackets, whatever. You just need
gear, fishing gear.
Bring your layered clothes and an attitude for a good time.
Yeah.
And you're going to love every bit about it.
That's
it's just,
it.
It's the one.
Well, let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for a catch report today. That fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier fish processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location at Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today. We got him, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wiss is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Seth, Simon. Fun show. Different stuff, man. I'm having a blast listening to you guys.
Gotta love it. Alaska's amazing.
So after a couple weeks with limits of rain, this week it's been limits of wind. God, it's been blowing. Just crazy, you know, northwest there for a bit. Now it's switched around blowing northeast, and, you know, it may do this for quite a while, they're saying. And along with that, it was 39 degrees on my patio this morning.
Yeah.
That's
cold. But it's supposed to be 70 during the day today, so we're good.
Yeah, well, you know, as soon as that sun gets on, it's beautiful. So,
yeah.
Thank goodness, yeah. So, as to some reports, well, guys, guess what? Not a whole heck of a lot going on. But like normal at this time of year, the hardcore, more savvy anglers, you know, they're able to scratch out some worthy catches here and there. Along the coast, you know, water temps are still a bit warmer than normal, mostly 61, 62, which is not too bad for this time of year. With no major fluctuations, you know, it's cool but stable, and that keeps those local bass still snapping. They're biting pretty good a couple different ways, really. Fishing on the deeper water structure with squid leadhead combo, you know, that always works at this time of year, and a lot of that bass is down, you know, deep in the water column, real close to the bottom, so you want to fish that heavier gear there. You're going to lose a lot of good ones, and then surprisingly, though, some of the kelp lines are still producing with fish right up on the top, you know, like surface lures and fish in the plastic shallow like that. Man, there's been some big ones up along Palos Verdes and a couple other areas. So that's not too bad for this time of year. The biggest news, certainly that bonita bite scattered all over, but the epicenter is definitely right out in front of you guys down there in front of San Diego, Mission Bay like that. Been very consistent on nice-sized fish, even you know, we have some weather and you think maybe they're gone, and then takes a day or so to find them and they pop right back up. They're fun to catch, great to eat. So just find a bird schools or get a troll and jig strike, throw in small feathers or small plugs. We'll get you a jig strike, and then you catch them casting small shiny jigs there. It's been really fun fishing for quite some time. Or at Catalina, definitely some drama with the weather. Been very breezy, but I've got some very skilled anglers fishing right now. I'm hoping to get some reports. They're focusing on the halibut situation. You know, halibut fishing has been pretty good in the weather windows that we've had. And there hasn't been much sea bass yet, but, you know, it's early. But what's interesting, I was just looking at some water charts, and like normal, the warmer water at the island is kind of between Cat Harbor and Ben Weston, where the island bends in there around Little Harbor. That a lot of beautiful structure in there for fishing, certainly the halibut and also the sea bass. But a little bit of water, better water there, and also backside east around Orange Rocks. And coincidentally, both those spots are always good early season sea bass fishing. And so when you combine these better water temperatures, no shortage of squid, and the fact that my favorite indicator, the white flowers on the dogwood trees, are about 2 weeks early this year. They started showing up last month. Yeah. It looks like the white flowers are blooming early, and
game
man,
on.
The white flowers are blooming. Game on.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, FishDope.com always has the best stuff. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code off of FishDope.com membership. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And when you guys look at the website, that little sign that comes down, flips around and says sign up for our email, you might sign up on there. We send out a weekly email with this and that on it. So sign up on that. And then, Ricky, did you mention, you know, I love anchoring on spots. I love that. But did
I thought
you say something about anchoring in 1,400 feet?
That's right. Simon anchors in 1,400 feet.
Every single day.
How would that be, huh?
That'd be awesome.
And he pulls it. And do you have a windlass on that thing, Simon?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You don't pull it with the ball, right?
I'm too old for that stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, got to have it when you're going 14 feet,
yeah,
1,400 feet.
Mark, you're not putting the anchor down when you're fishing cod in 1,400 feet of water?
Well, I've never fished cod in 1,400 feet. Now, I've put the anchor down in some pretty deep water fishing tuna fish, I'll tell you that for sure. And I love that stuff, but, man, I was impressed with that. I can't hear him with the setup that we have but I'd love to know what that anchor combination is.
All right. Well,
I can't hear his response. I hear you guys.
Well, when you're done with your report card, we'll have the boys give a rundown of what their ground tackle's like.
All right. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys.
All right.
We'll see you.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right, that's going to wrap up our report. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu. They've got an amazing lineup of fishing accessories now available, including fillet knives, everyday carry knives, those great G-bags and G-boxes. They'll store your tackle, the ceramic braid scissors, and more, along with the best in fresh and saltwater hooks available. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. I know Gamakatsu, a big part of the boys up there, because Simon always hits me up at the beginning of every year to get some hooks, and I know that for salmon fishing, that's a Gamakatsu thing. So
the go-to.
Yeah, the I think it's the Octopus 3X, 3X or 4X hook. So
is that the one, Simon?
Yep, 4-0s and 5-0s is what I use Gamakatsu's. Yep.
Yeah, cool. All right, so Mark wants to know about the ground tackle for 1,400 feet. What is it?
So we're allowed two hooks per rod, and we're using, most days you can get away with a pound to 2 pounds of weight and a two-hook ganyon, mostly baited with salmon seems to be our go-to, and they're a pretty faint bite, but with the circle hook, they seem to stay on pretty well, and they're a pretty unique fish that can handle that much depth change without having any problems blowing their bladders out. It's pretty incredible.
And they fight all the way up.
Yep, they're they spin like crazy, so swivels are a key.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, what about the anchor that you use at 1,400 feet? And, like, chain, how much chain? And then what's the – is it Kevlar line or what is it?
So I'm just using a 44-pound claw anchor, and I run 25 feet of half-inch chain and then 25 feet of 3/8 chain. And then I'm just using a 3/8 diameter poly line. And just an absolute ton of it.
You have a big anchor locker, I'm sure.
I have a very, very large anchor locker. And what we're using is instead of a drum-style winch, we're just using a capstan, a hydraulically run capstan. So you put two or three wraps on there, and it'll pull all your line up from the bottom.
That's the same system that our sport boats down here use, you know, that.
And the same one I think Heath uses too, Seth's brother, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's operated by a generator, right? You have to start the generator to get that thing going?
Yeah, so with our outboards, you know, we don't have any option for hydraulics, so you have a little hydraulic power pack off to the side, and it's a little gas-driven motor that just has incredible hydraulic pressure through the pump, and works fantastic.
It's crazy how effortless those guys make it look. Now, I guarantee you get me up on the bow of that thing in 1,400 feet, it wouldn't be the same. You do it day in and day out, I think you get the routine pretty good. But it is incredible how effortless it is to watch, you know, an expert like Simon pilot the boat around and find exactly the piece of bottom you want to be in 1,400 feet of water. And next thing you know, you're anchored and pulling it just the same. It's
and then pulling it up or dropping it in 15 to 20 knots of wind and a little bit of sea, too. That's always fun, right?
A little bit of compensation to be had.
Yeah. Hey, here's a guy that's looking forward to fishing with you this June, Steve Pinard from Dane Atlantic. Morning, Steven.
Hey, Steve.
Morning, guys. Morning, Seth, Simon. How are you?
Hey. Great. I'm not sure I can hear you there, Steve, but I'll put you in conference, see if that works. Okay, so now we can go. Go ahead, Steve.
Can you hear me now?
We got you, buddy.
Are you hearing Steve there, Seth and Simon?
Yes, I got him now.
Okay, all right. That's okay. Yep. I had to do it right here on the board.
Well, I'm in the car on the way to Big Bear, so that's why it might be a little tough. Anyways, hey, I just obviously wanted to do, every time I talk about Kingfisher, one of my favorite spots, and I can't talk about how first class the service is. There's two things that always stand out to me. The first is the fish processing. You literally catch the fish, take a picture of the fish you want, and the next time you touch it is when someone from Kingfisher is putting it on the conveyor belt at Alaska Airlines for you. I mean, it's just absolutely flawless. It's just crazy, and obviously that goes with everything else. Real quick story, last time Pete and I were up, remember Pete, our luggage didn't make it. I don't know when it was coming in on a different flight at like 1 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
And we were kind of stressing and we're like, we're going to have to get up early. We'll have to go down to the airport. Maybe we woke up at whatever it was, 5 o'clock to get ready and all of our luggage is in the front room.
Yeah.
They went and got it, brought it up to our room. Do you understand what a relief it made the entire trip? So and that's just like an average day for them.
Right.
There's no big stressor. That's how good it is up there.
That's good. That's the Kingfisher service. Totally. Yeah, that absolutely is.
Yeah, somebody got up at 1 a.m. to make the drive to make sure that you didn't have to.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, that's your staff, Seth. I mean, your staff is just on it, right?
So good.
Yeah. We're really, really fortunate and lucky to have some really good people, many of which have been with us for many years. And that's just the whole program, the whole ethos is, you know, just hey, whatever our guests need, whatever they want, let's do it. You know, you guys are up to have a good time and relax and not stress, so let's help that happen.
Yeah, cool. For sure. No,
every single thing up there is that way.
Yep. Yeah. It is certainly the truth. And how's Ben looking forward to going on the trip this year?
Oh, he's pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Fired up. Yeah, well, we're gonna fish with Simon this year, so it'll be new for
them.
So.
Ah,
we can't wait.
Heck yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Well, great. Well, hey, Steve Pinard from Dana Landing. Have fun in Big Bear. Don't break anything, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. You have a great text, all right?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I've always been fascinated by Alaska, especially Sitka's proximity to Russia. If I were to tag along on a fishing trip with my husband to the lodge, could I experience any type of cultural activities up there while he's out fishing? Thanks from
question.
Carla in San Diego.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, Sitka was the Russian, you know, capital of Alaska back when they owned it. And, when it was purchased by the U.S., it happened in Sitka. You know, the capital moved years later to Juneau, but, you know, there is the Russian, history and heritage here. And, you know, St. Michael's Cathedral, is right in the middle of town, and the Russian, Bishop's House. And so, and the museum, the Fine Arts Center. But yeah, there's definitely a good bit of the Russian history here, as well as the you know, the native Alaskan you know, Tlingit history too. So definitely a lot of things to do and see here in Sitka, you know, even if you're not going out on the boat with your husband.
Yeah, no doubt. And with that said, the fishing is really fun, and you know, I would encourage you to do at least I would encourage you to split it up. You know, do a day or two on the boat, or you know, then do a day in town or spend an extra day in town, because it's really fun. The boats are very comfortable. The fishing can be, you know, the fishing, the thing that's so cool about the fishing up there is you definitely don't need to be a 30-year expert to enjoy great fishing. It's very easy. It's very user-friendly.
The staff and the captains make that happen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, no doubt. Lots for you to see other than fishing, but you should definitely experience that part of it too. It's so good.
Yeah. I think, you know, the thing about, I think, Seth and Simon, what you guys do is a lot like what that San Diego Long Range Fleet does, is you get there and you can take your watch off. You don't have to think anymore. They'll tell you when to fish. They'll tell you when to eat. They'll tell you when to sleep. And it's just the ultimate in a vacation.
Totally.
It totally is. It's just a good thing there, for sure. It's so one thing I wanted to ask was the boat fleet. Can you kind of talk about your boat fleet, Seth, and what kind of boats you run, and, you know, how does one get on a certain boat or whatever?
Yeah, well, we Kingfisher, we have kind of a unique business model and have since the beginning, in that we don't own the vessels. We have the lodge. We do all the marketing, all the logistics, all the legwork, but we contract out with excellent owner operators like Simon and like my brother Heath and you know, about a dozen other guys that have been you know, taking our guests fishing for years and in most cases decades, and they have great boats. I mean, they keep them just amazing. I mean, Simon's boat, as you know, you guys, Rick, you could attest to, is just mind blowing. Just a, you know, ultimate fishing machine. And they're 30 to 34 foot class boats, you know, real beamy, great fishing platforms, you know, twin or triple Yamaha outboards, get you there fast. And you know, so yeah. And then as far as getting with a captain that you like, you know, maybe your first time up and you fish with somebody, he's like, man, we really like this guy, we want to get with him again next time. You know, when you rebook, say, hey, you know, we want to go with Simon, or we want to go with Mike or Heath or whoever it is. And, you know, we'll get them, you know, kind of, reserved for you on, you know, you gotta, assuming they're available, you know, at the time you book. But, you know, if you reserve and request a captain and they're available, we'll get them locked in and you'll be able to fish with them again the next year.
Yeah. So, but book early. That's the key. And once you go up there, you figure out what you want, you could ask for which accommodations you want, because there's different, although they're all good, some people prefer other rooms to certain rooms and places. But like what we do is like, for example, when the Let's Talk Hookup group goes up, there's eight of us, and we have one of the second floor rooms that has four very comfortable large bedrooms, each with their own full bathroom, and then one common area with a full kitchen, a big living room, big outside deck, and, you know, big TV with all the channels and everything like that, full internet, everything you want. But there's other rooms that are either smaller or about the same size, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a variety of configurations, and the unit you guys always stay in is a perfect for, you know, for about eight people. You know, it's about what you guys have, 8, 9, stay in there. And we have, you know, several others like that. And then we have others that are, you know, maybe 3 bedrooms per the unit, or 2 or whatever. So depending on your group size, you know, we'll get you in, you know, a good, comfortable setup. And then, yeah, people do, you know, develop preferences. And then we, of course, you know, we'll, you know, accommodate and, you know, take those into account for your next trip to try to get you in either the same unit or something very similar that kind of, you know, meets your preferences.
Now, one thing on a follow up there is, people come up as singles all the time on our group, and it kind of mesh into our Let's Talk Hookup group. Now, if it wasn't the Let's Talk Hookup group, do you have singles that come up by themselves and you match them with somebody?
On a limited basis, we do. You know, we usually will try to pair them up. You know, say if we have somebody that wants to come up, you know, maybe they've been with us before and like, man, I want to come back, but it's just me. We'll say, hey, well, you know, let's keep your name on this list. And then, you know, somebody else might call in a week or two that is looking for the same kind of thing. We'll try to pair you up and sort of, you know, then you'll be sort of your own twosome, even though you didn't really know each other, but then, you know, kind of, you know, at least who you're going to share a room with and who you're going to be on the boat with. And, you know, you might end up being really good friends. And, you know, that happens a lot, too.
I've seen you guys, too, going back to the room part of things, make accommodations. Guy, he's been coming up for 20 years. And, you know, at year 20, the knees aren't the same that they were. And, you know, so if you want a ground level room, like we love staying upstairs, the top of the height, the best of the view. But, you know, if you want a room that you don't have any stairs to deal with, you guys will take care of that. I know there's several boats, Simon being one of them, that have, you know, side entry doors where if, you know, throwing the leg up over the gunwale isn't right for you, you can pass
walk
through.
Right,
like whatever accommodations need to be made to make your trip better, you guys always seem to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're here for. And just let us know, and we will, you know, we'll take care of it, and, you know, do everything we can to make it, you know, just really easy and really comfortable for you.
Now, if somebody comes on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, a lot of times we get singles, and you pair them up anyway, right?
Yeah, you're right, exactly. When it's a group trip, like, you know, Let's Talk Hookup trip, then, you know, we don't necessarily prepare you with another individual, but, you know, you're part of the Let's Talk Hookup group.
Everybody's part of the group.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, exactly. So
if you want to come by yourself, you're welcome to join our group, and they'll pair you up with another Let's Talk Hookup listener.
Yeah. You'll share a room with another, you know, probably single angler that's also a listener. And then you'll be on the boat, you know, with, you know, maybe a total of 4 or 5 people on the boat. And, yeah, it works out great. You know, meet some really nice people. And, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, great people over the years come up as part of your guys' group.
And then become friends, fishing friends later.
We see it all the time.
Yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Darren and Menifee has a good question here. It says, howdy, Pete and Rick. I'd love to go meet with Simon. What is a typical setup for a number of people for housing and for a boat? For example, what are the most number of people you can put in a room, boat? Hopefully, that's all going on. So, give us kind of the typical scenario of somebody's coming up there, Seth. How do you pick the boats? We kind of went over that, but
group size.
Yeah, group size and such like that.
Yeah, the boats can take up to 6, no problem. And so we get, you know, groups of anywhere from 2 up till, you know, 20 some people. You know, if you're all looking to fish together on the same boat, then, you know, 4, 5, or 6 is a good number range to land in. And, it's, shared occupancy in the room. So, you know, 2 to a room. If it's an even number, if, you know, say you have a party of 5, then it would be a double room and a triple room. You know, everybody gets their own bed. There's a private bath for each room. And then as far as which boat you'll get on, if you, you know, have a captain that you like and you've pre-requested, then that's where you'll be. But if it's your first time, you know, we will get you on with one of our really good longtime, you know, operators, who's been with us for years, and, you know, make sure you're in really good hands, and then you'll probably end up coming back and probably, you know, wanting to fish with that guy again.
Seth, how do we make sure that Simon's Seakeeper is spooled up and ready to go before the trip comes? I need like a check a month or two ahead of time to make sure that thing's spooled up and ready to rock.
It'll be spinning, don't worry.
So that's an interesting question, too, because, you know, that's always been one of the questions about a sea keeper. And I have a sea keeper on my boat, and I know you do too, Simon. They're fantastic when they work, right? For a commercial operation, is it challenging to keep that thing running?
I've had very good luck. You know, this will be my eighth year with the boat now. And the very first model that I got had a couple little issues, but I must say Seakeeper has been incredible to work with. Their service and they've just been incredible. But other than that, no, it's been very, very simple to keep it going. And like I said, there's no going back.
You can't.
If you're not interested in being a Seakeeper owner for the rest of your life, I would not suggest it. But if you are, you won't go back.
Has anybody up there put the Seakeeper ride system on their boat?
Not yet. I'd say it's pretty darn close. I've been talking to them a little bit, trying to get some demo models, you know, if they would like. And the Seakeeper also works very well while you're running too, which makes a big difference as well.
Yeah, for sure.
It's I always like to use Simon. You know, Simon's such a good bud, and I use him as such the idea of like, well, if it's gonna last fishing every single day throughout the entire season and not turn off, like that's a good judge of what three or four seasons on my boat's gonna be like.
Pretty.
So,
for sure.
It's a good test of attrition for whatever it might be. Tackle, fishing gear, you know, boat parts, whatever it might be.
Whatever
like,
it is.
Yeah, those guys up there in that fleet, that the, you know, they run.
They're the
they
full
run
test.
Every day, no doubt.
They do the full test. Hey, you have another great text, huh?
I thought so. And there's no way I couldn't read this one, and it's from our great buddy Mark White, Gary White's, the team. And it says, good morning, guys, from Mark from Canton, Ohio. I just want to say that if anybody is thinking about going to Alaska, Kingfisher Charters is by far the best bang for the buck I've ever seen or got to experience. From the time you get off the plane to the time you return home, you're treated like royalty. All the gear is provided, the food is 5-star, and the boats and captains and the staff are the best at all times. I have a blast every time, and I always say the fish processing is the most impressive part of the trip. It takes me 17 hours worth of flights to get home. My fillets are always rock hard when I get there, and the best of quality. Keep up the amazing work. And that's from Mark in Ohio.
Awesome, Mark.
All right. Hey, that's speaking of which, that's one of the things. Sitka's a pretty easy place for Alaska destinations to get to, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, it's a really big state here, of course, Alaska. But as far as, you know, ease of getting to, and convenience, I mean, you can't beat a direct, full-size jet flight, you know, direct from Seattle that's less than 2 hours. And then as you deplane, there's our drivers standing there waiting to pick you up. And within, you know, 10, 15 minutes, you're at the lodge. So in terms of, ease of getting there and, you know, from most destinations in the U.S., you know, you can get in one day, comfortably and get back home in one day and not having to be overnighting in Seattle or other places along the way. So yeah, it's actually something that I don't know if we take it for granted because we live here and that's the way it's always been, but to have this caliber of fishing with this, you know, ease of getting to is really, really, really fortunate.
Almost every other lodge we've done business with here at Let's Talk Hookup requires an overnight stay. And Kingfisher's the only one that does not. You can fly in, fish the next day, and then fly out a day after you fish. It's the only one that's like that because of the ease of accommodations. And there's two different airlines that fly in, right? There's Alaska Airlines and Delta Airlines, correct?
Well, there was. We had Delta for a number of years.
Oh.
They actually stopped running. I can't remember if it was before last season. I think it was.
Okay.
But so now it's just Alaska.
It's just Alaska.
But they, you know, have, I think, four flights in, four flights out each day, all full-size jet service. And we're well covered, and, you know, you'll be able to find an itinerary that works.
And it was better than the Delta service anyway because it's a full-size jet versus one of those smaller jets.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to have, you know, Delta, I guess, just to have another, you know, more
options.
You know, capacity
competition.
Is better, you know, for sure, and competition. But when the weather, you know, would maybe get a little iffy, you know, you'd want to be in Alaska because, you know, they had better, you know, systems and more experienced pilots in this area. And so, you know, you're less likely to not be able to land, you know, and multiple flights a day, to where for some reason the flight that you were scheduled on, you know, was canceled or there was weather or whatever, you're extremely likely to be able to get on another flight later that same day and get into Sitka.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of these great texts and more with Seth and Simon. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Extra from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-2 224-4764.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to say, a lot of new stuff coming from Shimano. So new Stellas and new spinning gear, right?
Yeah, a lot of stuff coming out. I know that there's going to be a new version of the Tranx 400.
Ooh.
We're looking forward to seeing that. Like, lots of great stuff. And some of the new tackle, I'm gonna botch the name. Ledge Runner, I think it is their new trolling plug. You know, that'll
new. We'll see a jigger.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of really cool stuff coming down the
pipeline. And that's the thing about Shimano, innovative. They are the most innovative company in the world when it comes to fishing tackle, and that's why they're leaders.
Yeah. Also, you want to talk about attrition? I know the gear on Simon's boat in Sitka, all Shimano, from Corrado bass reels for rockfish fishing, Tranx and Trinidads for jigging for halibut and lingcod, and then those big Talica 25s for your big halibut. It's all Shimano, and it lasts the entire year. It's pretty impressive stuff.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Seth from Kingfisher Charters, Simon from the Mackay Kingfisher. Going to be a great time. We're really enjoying all these great text questions and talking about fishing in probably my favorite place in the whole world, and that's Sitka, Alaska.
Yeah. So, Seth, you know, we typically come up in June, of course, that mid-June trip. And again, like you said, there's still space available on our trip. But I've been up there in August, too, and August is a fantastic month because you, in addition to all the other species, you get the silvers, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the kings are peak when you guys come up, and we still get some, you know, even into mid and sometimes later summer, but the limits, you know, won't be as good. The silvers start to come in, you know, late June, early July, and generally get better and they get bigger as the season goes on. And so, you know, if somebody really wants to, you know, have a lot of action and catch a lot of silvers and have them have some shoulders on them, you know, probably, you know, late August, early September is an excellent time to come up for that.
Yeah. And just everything about it is pretty cool. And you can, I can imagine that your fillet guys are really busy in August, right? with a 6 day, a 6 fish limit per day. That's a lot of king. That's a lot of silvers.
Yeah. When you start doing the math, you know, it's quite a few. And yeah, it is pretty impressive the amount of fish they're able to fillet and move through and get in the freezer at you know a pretty you know not super late hour of the evening or the night, and you know give them plenty of time to get flash frozen you know for the people that are leaving the next day and for the people that are going fishing the next day. They you know kind of box the catch as it goes, so it's a whole system, and it's a lot of fish, especially when the silvers are in.
Yeah, for sure. As far as popularity, what's the most, I mean, like for example, our trip is June 15th, Sunday, June 15th through June 14th through the 18th, June 14th through 18th, and there's still spots available. What's, if you had to pick out one time of the year that is the most popular, when is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say probably, you know, the mid to latter part of June has always been very popular. You know, peak for kings, generally, you know, pretty darn good weather, or at least the odds of it are really good. And then, you know, that later part of the summer when the silvers are plentiful and big, you know, maybe, you know, mid-August through Labor Day. But we really stay booked. I mean, you know, because the fishing is so consistent, and you know, really can't miss, you know, we get booked up, you know, from when we open, you know, around May 20th, until the very end, which is usually around September 15th, 16th. And you know, everybody in there, you know, catches a lot of fish and has a great time. So, you know, you really, you know, I'd say whatever works best for you can't go wrong. Exactly.
Yeah. Does the moon matter, Simon? Does it matter when the moon phase, the tide phase, does that affect the fishing there?
I would have to say, like everywhere, you feel like it does some days, but then the next day that you count on it, it's exactly the opposite. So we're so blessed with so many fish that our slow days, I guess, are you know very comparative to other slow days.
Yeah.
I got a question that I need to ask of Simon this year, because I got a text late in the year that was one that I had definitely never seen or expected to see out of Sitka, and it was a picture of the Mackay, which is Simon's boat, with a deck load of tuna on the back of it.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said the exact same thing. That was those were the exact words that came out of my mouth when I saw it. What was that all about?
Yep, definitely the highlight of my career, I would have to say. So late in the summer, we will definitely get some warmer water moving in, and we can hit anywhere from 60 to even 62 degrees at times.
Wow.
Which is pretty primo albacore weather or temperature. So we had been out blackcotting a little bit and had seen things jumping in the water, which I seemed like they looked like tuna, but so one of our friends had gone out goofing off and had actually caught a couple. So we had the perfect weather. We got out, I believe we were about 40 miles out of Sitka on an extremely nice day, which is, you know, that's quite a run in Sitka. A lot of places that's not, but, and there were a lot of albacore around. You'd see them, you'd see big schools of them feeding on the surface, and me not knowing anything about albacore fishing, we tried a few things, and somehow or another, put 32 of them on the boat really, really quickly.
My favorite part of the story when Simon called me the next day was he said, yeah, you know, our friends saw him the day before, and our clients, you know, had already caught kind of limits of everything. They had already caught all their salmon, and they were just going to go out for a day of jigging, you know, and having fun. And So, you know, hey, you guys want to try it? Yeah. And Simon told me that he went home that night and, like, looked up YouTube video, how to catch an albacore.
Yeah. That's classic.
Oh, 100%.
And the next day, there were 32 of them on the back of the boat.
Hey, I have a great text here from Matt and a colleague from the Orange County area. Morning, guys. Great show. An Alaska trip is on my bucket list trips. Question is for the captains, when the weather shows up, are there places to tuck away and still be able to fish?
Good question.
Yes, very much so. That's another extremely good point about Sitka is that, you know, we have easy access to the ocean, and on most days we're able to fish it, especially with our boats. But if the weather is not nice, we have tons of little islands to hide out in, tons of inland passageways to explore. And yeah, it's pretty hard. If I'm not mistaken, in my entire career, we've only canceled 2 days in my entire career due to weather.
Wow. That 2 days.
And so, yeah.
And how many years you've been doing this?
This will be 29 this season, which
wow.
is pretty impressive. That's
wow.
a lot of days.
Wow.
With 2 days that we called off.
So I have a picture that stays in my office here, and Rick's going to hold it up to the camera there. And that's a picture of Seth's brother Heath and myself with a 310-pound halibut. And as you can tell, we were young back then. It was a few years, like 20 years ago or something like that. But that picture, it was a rough day outside, and Heath said, well, I said, you know, Steve Pinard was with us too. And I said, is there any place we can go catch halibut? He goes, well, yeah, there's good places inside. He says, you don't catch a lot in there, but when you catch one, it could be a big one. And that was the case in this situation. It was way inside, tucked away from the weather, flat calm, and I got a bite, and there it was, 310. Yeah, 300 pounds.
You never know.
You never know.
You go fishing.
And that's the thing about Sitka is there's lots of holes like that. Totally protected from the weather, right?
Yep, for sure.
My dad's overwhelming favorite part of being up there was traveling. If there was a time where we were going a ways up the coast or the ways down the coast. And again, one of the great things about Sitka, Simon just mentioned, is you're very easy access to the ocean. It's a straight shot out of Sitka Sound, and you're often fishing, you know, within minutes. And occasionally we would want to make a run up or down the coast, and, you know, there's different passageways you could take, and sometimes you'll go, you know, up or down the coast in between all those, like, inner islands and inside passages, and it is just the most spectacular scenery.
Beautiful.
Flat, calm, and it's just, you know, because it's all, you're fishing in the lee, you know, of all these little bits and pieces and islands, and it's the most gorgeous coastline you could ever imagine to fish along.
I remember another trip with Heath when Art Taylor from The Searcher came up with us, and it was in late August, actually, and the weather was up, but we ran on the inside all the way around and fished this epic spot that was totally tucked away from the weather and had phenomenal king salmon and coho salmon fishing in that spot. And I bet you know that spot too, right, Seth and Heath and Simon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, and such an incredible ride bowling, going to and from that, right?
Yeah.
Fun times for sure.
Yeah, generally never traveling much more than about an hour.
Yeah,
you know, it would be a long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have people that are on the boat that have a tendency to seasickness, is that kind of the run that you do with them?
Oh, I mean, it depends. I would have to say a lot of people are taking preventative measures if they're not used to being on the ocean. And yeah, I guess everybody's different in that sense. But yeah, if there's weather involved and people want comfort, there's tons of options.
Seakeeper is my option.
Seakeeper is a great option for sure.
How many boats up there now have seakeepers?
I would have to say in Sitka, they're starting to gain a little popularity. There's probably about 10 of them in Sitka now.
Yeah.
We have two of them in our fleet.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, I had a fun text message. It said, good morning, guys. Always interesting when I hear Seth on the show and really interesting hearing Captain Simon. We've been to Kingfisher over a dozen times and always hear something new every time Seth's on the show. My question was for Pete. How did you first discover Kingfisher all those years ago? My second is for Seth. Have you ever calculated how many anglers Let's Talk Hookup has directed to the lodge over the years? We love it. That's from Norman in San Diego.
So the first guy that sent me to Kingfisher was Bob Blum, the world famous Bob Blum, and he went to Seth's place in Kingfisher, and he said, Pete, you gotta go do this place. It's fantastic. And he then Seth and I met, I believe it was one of the Fred Hall shows, right, Seth? And we put a group trip together, and I can say that was 29 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's my memory. I think the Del Mar show. Somewhere in kind of the mid late 90s, and we met and talked and kind of set up the trip, and here we are, almost 30 years later.
Yeah, really pretty cool. Pretty fantastic, and we've very much appreciated your support on Let's Talk Hookup. You've been a fantastic support, and the best part of our relationship, Seth, is being able to come up there and go fishing with you. I got to say that, it's really and the fact that we can send people up there for close to 30 years and have never had a complaint. Never.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Totally. I mean, 30 years of perfection.
Yeah. And that's hundreds of people, right, Seth?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the question from Norman there is, how many from Let's Talk Hookup over the years? I don't know. I mean, that would be really interesting to delve into, and have an answer. I just know a lot. Hundreds.
And it's not just the people that come on our trip in June. People come year round, right? For your whole season.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, the people that come on your trip have all been awesome, and we super appreciate, the ones that make the trip, but then, just the ones that reference you guys, like, oh, hey, I heard about you guys, from Pete and Rick, and so here we are, I mean, that sort of thing. So yeah, definitely a lot of guests over the years from you guys. So thank you so much.
Thanks to you too for running such an awesome operation that we don't have to take any flack about. We just have to get praises.
My favorite part about Norman's text was what you said in the beginning, Pete. And, we read so many text messages and phone calls that say the same thing. It was my bucket list trip. It's my bucket list trip. And Norman said that, I've been up to Kingfisher over a dozen times. Like, you might think it's your bucket list trip until you go and experience it. And then you're already booked again for the next year.
That's right.
Like, that bucket extends an awful lot of times over at Kingfisher.
Is that pretty typical, Seth, that you see people once and then they come back again and again?
Yeah, that's really quite common, is that, people, I just wanted to do an Alaska trip once, just to do it, and sort of the implication being that would be sort of a one and that's it, then I did that and now I can check that box. But they have such a great time and are just so blown away by the experience. Well, bucket list doesn't have to only be once,
exactly.
Check that box again next year and the year after.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Alex from San Carlos has a good question about foul weather gear. Now, again, if you go to Kingfisher, you don't need to bring anything. They have everything. Does that include ladies' gear, too? Do you have gear that will fit the ladies?
Yeah, I'd say we do. I mean, Simon can answer that because actually the boots are from the lodge. We stock all sizes from the very smallest to the very largest. But on the boats is where the actual rain gear resides, and I know Simon has really top notch stuff, so I'll let Simon answer the rest of that.
Yeah, just we all have, everybody has a variety of sizes of heavy duty foul weather Grundins or Guy Cotton style rain gear, and everybody's totally dialed with everything they have there.
Perfect. Yeah. So now this one, to continue his question here from Alex, it says he wants a question for Raka. Do you have particular foul weather gear that is sold at the tackle shop that is better fitted for ladies?
We don't, if I'm being honest. We don't carry a ton of ladies' gear. With that said, happy to make the accommodation to help you get it. Anything that somebody makes. Dallas has a set of AFTCO bibs and jackets that is from like a ladies' line, and she always raves about the difference between like where material is cut and fitted and where they have zippers that'll make it easier for a gal to whatever, whether it be use the bathroom or just move around, the difference in where like seams fall and not. She's a really big fan of that. I would have to ask her what the model is. Yeah. And with that said, Alex, if you're shopping for your gal, no problem to get it for you. In terms of getting to see it before you buy it, your next best opportunity is probably going to be at the PCS show.
I know AFCO booth.
AFCO is going to have a really big booth up there this year.
AFCO makes a whole bunch of stuff that's catered toward ladies now. I mean, from sun gear to foul weather gear.
Yeah.
They have a complete line of ladies gear, and they are the best. That's what everybody I know wears.
Yeah, that's what I pick. We regrettably just don't have the space to stock as much of that as we'd like. But in terms of getting it for you, it's just nothing, man. Yeah. Come by anytime. So we're happy to
check
help.
It out at the PCS show coming in Costa Mesa, and now again San Diego in March.
Exactly.
So that'll be a good spot.
Yeah. Hey, I had a fun text from Joe in Fallbrook. Says, I fished this summer with Heath. What an amazing operation this is. My question is for you guys, how on earth do those dogs know that the fish is going to bite before it does? It's probably one of my favorite parts, too, of fishing with Simon and having the dogs on the boat.
Explain that. The dogs go a lot with Heath and you. And how many of the captains bring their dogs along, Simon?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I think we only have two right now, but that's the highlight of everybody's day.
Always.
Yeah. Hands down.
We've been fishing with Simon through a couple of dogs now, and it's always like the mascot, and it's so fun to see those guys up and down the dock, and there's been so many great stories over the years of everybody, and fun. Whether it be seeing a fish or getting excited for a whale or flying off the boat because they got to use the bathroom or whatever it might be, it's been a lot of fun.
That's the other thing is if the dog has to go to the bathroom, they pull on a little inside spot. The dog jumps off, runs to the beach, does the business, comes right back on the boat, right? Pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and been fishing with Heath. I've been through at least two dogs. Right. Yeah.
Simon, I've got a question. I got a question for you. You know, we talked about how much fishing there is. You know, rock fishing and jigging and halibut and salmon, all the things. What is your favorite part of it? Whether it be driving the boat or seeing for your passengers, like you guys catch all of the different things and do it in a lot of ways. What is your personal favorite? Whether it be for yourself or for your passengers.
I would have to say my main goal on my boat is to get everybody involved and give everybody opportunities to run the gear, you know, net fish, do whatever it is. And when you can get that team effort working properly, there's nothing better in the world. That would have to be my highlight of being a captain.
So fun. Yeah, like running the downriggers, even netting a salmon, something like that. It's so cool that you guys get people involved. And so it's not just – you're not just sitting down reeling the reel. You're actually fishing.
100%. That's what everybody enjoys the most, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. And that's cool that you allow your people to do or not do, right? I mean, you can – if you just want to sit down and have a beer and watch, you can do that too, right?
Yeah. Anything you want.
Yeah. Hey, question for Seth. This is a question from John in Escondido. He wants to know, does everybody share the catch on the boat?
Oh, good question.
That's pretty much the standard. Not that it's mandatory, but that's just kind of the way that pretty much everybody does it is that, you're on a boat, you know, maybe there's four or five or six of you on the boat. You might all be buddies in the same group or maybe you're, you know, a party of two and you're paired up with a party of three. In any case, the catch from that boat is divvied out equally, you know, by species and weight and everything to each person. And we found it just works great because it promotes sort of that team mindset, you know, that
absolutely.
It's not like, oh, well, I want to catch the big one so I get more pounds. It's like, no, we want to do really well. And so we can all have a great time and all bring home a lot of fish together. And so that's really the way it works.
For sure.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a full AFCO bib and jacket. More Let's Talk Hookup coming with Seth and Simon. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfischercharters.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's that time of year again. San Diego Monster Jam is back, and your San Diego County Ford dealers can get you close to the action. This month, Monster Jam is happening at Snapdragon Stadium on January 10th and 11th. Visit your local Ford dealer to take a test drive and receive exclusive complimentary pit passes for Monster Jam. That's right. Come drive a Ford F-150, Bronco, or Explorer and get those pit passes to see Gravedigger and Velocraptor up close and personal while supplies last. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your participating local San Diego County Ford dealer for Monster Jam pit passes today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going or who's getting a full AFTCO set. We've given away that great Seafarer bib and jacket, and today it is going to a texter. Congratulations, Carla from San Diego. You have got that awesome Seafarer jacket and bib from AFTCO. Congratulations.
Congratulations, and Seth and Simon, what a great show. What a fast 2 hours. Cool, thank you, guys.
Yeah, great. Thank great you. To hear you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you. Looking forward to getting up there and seeing you guys in Sitka, Alaska, Kingfisher Charters. And Seth, if somebody wants to come up and go fishing with you, how do we do it?
Give us a call, 907-747-6136. Or our website is kingfishercharters.com. And, of course, we also have a banner right on the Let's Talk Hookup page. So real easy to find, and give us a call. We'd love to talk fishing and you know, talk dates if you're interested in maybe booking a trip or just have questions, whatever. Just give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and again, if you want to come up with our group, Let's Talk Hookup group, June 14th through 18th, there's a handful of spots available maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Something like three or four, you know, okay. Still a few spots left, which is kind of a neat
very
opportunity,
yeah.
You know, this far into the winter. So, yeah, I'm sure they'll be booking up soon.
Yeah, well, great. Well, appreciate you. Simon, thanks for adding to being with us. Everybody was in doubt, but he pulled it through, and we really appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Great to hear you. Thanks for having me, and really look forward to seeing everybody this summer. Can't wait.
All right.
Dallas has texted me like three times to make sure that I say hi to Simon and to Lori for her. So I'm saying that officially right there.
All right.
Great job, you guys. That was fun.
Great job. Thanks. Kingfisher Charter, the best of Alaska. KingfisherCharters.com. And again, right on the front banner of the Let's Talk Hookup homepage, Kingfisher Charters. Click on it. Take you right there. And call these guys and book. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate it. And thank you all for listening today. Great show. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, George, our extraordinary engineer, for keeping us on the air. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk are going to be here with Rick and Corey. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.